We are back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. And, you know, we had a great time in 2017. We spoke to hundreds, if not a thousand, entrepreneurs over the year, produced everyone, put them all on Radio Entrepreneurs' YouTube channel, put them on our radio show. I think everyone, every single spot was produced by Chris Jarrell for 2017. That is probably a first. I don't think we ever went a full year with one producer as consistently at work as Chris. So thank you, Chris, for everything that you've done. And we're going to welcome Alex Cooper back after he gets back from the flu. Yeah, it's our first sick day in Mage. That's our management consulting firm in 2018. Our next guest, Shannon O'Brien from Whole You. And not Whole Foods, Whole You.
I wish Whole Foods. Maybe they can purchase Whole You one day.
Or make it a part of their brand offering.
Right.
Right. So tell us about Whole You.
Whole You is a career and life strategy consultancy that I started 5 years ago after working in higher ed for 7 years. First at Harvard and MIT, and actually I was promoting diversity at Harvard and promoting invention innovation at MIT, but I found that my favorite part of my job, even though it wasn't supposed to be a part of my job, was helping individual students one-on-one to find their calling, to find their reason for being, to apply for jobs, to network, to start companies. So I left to do that on my own.
Did you get your higher ed degree at Harvard?
My second master's is from there.
Right. That's an interesting program. We've had some people in our consulting firm who came out of that program. They're quite creative people.
Yeah. I studied, so my first master's I did in Japan. It was in peace and conflict resolution studies, mm-hmm. and studying how the media can educate on culture. And then the second master's was in educational technology. So further figuring out how websites and social media can play a part in educating people as well.
What a great time to be alive with your background to study what's going on in the news today and how it's presented.
It is a great time to be alive.
Right. And to look at that. I mean, you gotta keep it in perspective.
Right.
So I like what you're doing, obviously. We're cousins of another career.
Right.
Tell us about your typical client and how you like to work with them.
So there is no typical client, which I think is hard for entrepreneurs because you want to have an avatar or a type of client that you can market to and spend your marketing dollars wisely. But for me, it's really run the gamut. Men and women from their 20s to their 60s in all industries, from a man, I always like to refer to a couple cases that are really unique. A man who was in the legal field and wanted to transition into being a drone pilot. That was his calling.
Wow.
So he figured out how to get the license, how do you get projects on board. Another woman was an HR executive in the corporate sphere for many decades. And she said, you know what? I grew up on a farm. I want to get back to my roots, and I want to help people build rooftop gardens downtown Boston. So there's been those extreme
transitions.
Yeah. Those are actually the people that I enjoy working with the most because they just sort of get back to their roots or have a dream that they want to pursue and follow. But then there's also the other people who want to stay in the same industry and just switch companies. So.
Well, you know, I think what you just said is very important. So many people are doing something that they don't really want to be doing.
Right.
And I guess you're working twofold. One, for some people, helping them see what they really want. And then the second part would be, and some people see it right away and they don't know how to make the changes. And then there's making those changes, taking those steps, making them non-threatening for people.
Exactly.
Do you have a particular philosophy of how you like to sort of approach these things?
Yeah, I think that you just hit the nail on the head that there's two sides to it. I see the sort of internal psychology that you need to do, giving yourself permission to say, yes, I can transition. So many people feel stuck because of the paycheck and the salary and this, you know, carrot that's being
dangled. Fear of the unknown.
Yeah, fear of the unknown, all kinds of reasons why they feel stuck. So first you need to work out the psychology behind it. And then, like you said, the logistics, the nuts and bolts and the steps that you take. So I have a 5-part process that has become my most popular offering, and I call it the Whole You Career Development Program.
Can we talk about the five steps just in the time that we have? That would be great.
Yeah, of course.
So to outline it, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, the five steps. So it begins with identifying what your ideal is. And you've probably heard, the more you write something down, the more likely it is to happen.
Yeah.
You might have heard of the law of attraction, the secret, you know, thoughts bring things.
Stephen Covey, write your eulogy.
Right, yeah. So
same thing, I like it.
Yeah, so writing down what you want your work in your life to work to look like. And who do you want to be working with? What is the culture of the company that you want to work for? How far is your commute, or do you work from home? Asking all of these questions, yes, salary, and yes, industry and all of those typical things, but then some of the things that you might not think of, like I want an office with a door that closes, and I want a window, and I want to be next to Whole Foods to go shopping for lunch, or whatever it is, whatever
right.
you enjoy. So that's really the first part, is getting clarity. And then the second part is identifying your strengths and skills. And I have a couple exercises, and I recommend a couple books, one being StrengthsFinder 2.0, that people can evaluate what are my top strengths, and focusing on this is what I'm great at. And not only what I'm great at, but it's also what I love to do. So that's the sweet spot. And then when you identify those things, what I'm great at and what I love to do, then your confidence builds. So now you have clarity and confidence. And then the steps 3 through 5 are really the nuts and bolts and the logistics. So step 3 is cover letter and resume, which everybody thinks of when they think of a career advisor. So getting clear on step 1 and step 2 help you to develop materials that are really strong and powerful. Then step 4 is getting that into an online brand. These days, LinkedIn and social media and your online presence is very important, because hiring managers are probably going to be looking for you, or future clients, if you want to be an entrepreneur, are going to be looking for you online. And then the final step, the 5th step, is networking, because it's all about who you know, but more about creating familiarity, so making connections to people and resources.
Do you like to start with every client at stage 1, or do you sometimes start, let's say, at stage 3 after you get an assessment of really where they're at in the process and their life cycle, and just sort of formalize the background if they've sort of moved their way up, as long as they sort of fit into the process that you see?
Yeah, that's a great question. I prefer to start from
scratch. I was hoping I asked it right. I was more worried that I wasn't going to be clear.
Yeah, no, it seems clear to me, because I think I've had that experience where people say, oh yeah, that's great, I just want to start at step 3. For me, I prefer to work with someone from the beginning. So mm-hmm. I think that would be my ideal client, is someone who really wants to start from scratch and start envisioning what their ideal is and working through the steps. I have people come to me that, and fair enough, they already know what they're great at, they already know what they want to do, they have a job, and so they have a job in mind that they want to apply to, so they come in wanting step 3, which is cover letter and resume. So I was resistant to offer that in the beginning, because I said Whole U is really about this holistic approach, but I offered a career, a resume package, and I actually doubled my income by offering that package. So many people come just for their resume, and that's fine as well.
Do you work alone? Is it just you?
It is me, just for now, but I'm actually in a business accelerator called the Babson Wynn Lab, and the whole purpose of being a part of the Babson Wynn Lab is to think of ways to scale, to think of ways to grow bigger.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah. So maybe offering – I have worked with people from 24 countries – and in different cities, but maybe expanding to different cities and internationally, and then also maybe doing a train-the-trainer eventually. In the past couple months, I've taken that 5-step course, which I usually do with people one-on-one. I've taken it online, so now it can be a small group that does it together online.
And as you do you work from your facility? Do you have your own office, or how do you like to work physically?
I do. I have an office downtown. And now I've been, so for the past 5 years, having clients in the office, but now I think that I'm trying to bring it more online, to get in that mindset of bringing it online and really improving the content and the interactions that can take place online, and getting back to my master's degree in educational technology, that maybe media can be a very powerful method to interact and learn and be inspired as well.
Now, your master's degree is at Harvard, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I find it interesting that you went from Harvard to Babson. Why didn't you stay in the entrepreneurial programs at Harvard?
That's a good question, actually. So
I thought it was.
Yeah, you have lots of good questions. You're good at this job. You're in the right profession. So I actually, when I moved back from Japan, I started to work at Harvard. Then I got the master's degree. And then I left and I worked at a cross-cultural consulting firm. And then I started to work at MIT. And believe it or not, MIT's entrepreneurial ecosystem is very, very strong. And that's kind of where I was bit by the bug, I think, there. And then, so after the fact, then the Harvard Innovation Lab opened. And so now Harvard's sort of getting their act together in terms of being more entrepreneurial as well. Babson, you know what? In 1997, I took an entrepreneurship class at Babson. I was in high school, but
that's a different Babson back then.
And but just being bit by the entrepreneurial bug at such a young age was very inspiring. I think I don't have any allegiance to one particular school. I'm very supportive of any school that has an entrepreneurial program. And I think that they're all doing a great job, even if the flavor is a little bit different at each school.
I got it. Shannon, if somebody wants to find you or help you find themselves, how would they do that?
Yeah, the best way is through my website, which is wholeu.info. So WHOLE, the letter U.info, like information.
Great. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much.
I hope you come back again.
Yeah, hope so.
That's great.
Thanks for having me.
This is Jeffrey Davis. I'm a host of Radio Entrepreneurs. We've been speaking with Shannon O'Brien, Whole You. And that's what we all want to be, is our whole self. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.